An eerie stillness settled over Finn Lake. Sugary snow fell, brushing against my cheeks as I stepped to the water's edge. Pure white filled the sky and covered the lake. It was hard to know where one began and the other ended. I took that first halting step out, waiting to hear the ice break. It didn't. It wouldn't. Winter magic. The lake would stay frozen like this for weeks now. This pureness wouldn't last, though. By morning, ice fishermen would dot the landscape with their tents. Behind me, I heard my brother Maddie rummaging through the shed to set up his own. I smiled. He'd been staying with me since Christmas. His wife Tina had thrown him out, claiming it was for good. I expected her divorce complaint in my inbox any day now. Even with all Maddie's family turmoil, things had been peaceful with my family over the last 2 months. We all spent the holidays together. The last time that happened was before my mother died. Only my father was missing, but that's what accounted for the peace. The snow crunched beneath my feet as I trudged up the hill toward the house. Left to his own devices, Maddie might tear the shed apart to find what he needed. A small beach chair flew by my head as I approached. I ducked neatly, barely avoiding having it crash against me. "Do you mind?" I asked. "Joe said he put all the winter stuff in the hall closet upstairs. He didn't want it to get wet." Maddie made a noise and let out a stream of obscenities as he crashed into a few more things on his way out of the shed. Before I could get the words out to warn him, he banged his head on the door frame as he came out. Blood trickled down his forehead as he looked at me with wild eyes. "Nice work," I said. "Don't hurt my door." But I was still smiling as I walked up to him. I pressed my mitten against the wound as I led him up to the house.
"Joe was supposed to fix the roof on that piece of shit,"
Maddie said as he took a paper towel from me and planted himself on the living room couch.
"We wouldn't have to worry about anything getting wet out there if..."
"Save it," I said, pulling the first aid kit out from under the kitchen sink. I tossed a bottle of antibiotic cream at my brother. He caught it one-handed and grumbled some more as I ripped off a wad of paper towels. Regardless of his temper, I was proud of him. Maddie had stayed on the wagon all through the holidays, his breakup with Tina, and his current employment status. He'd been working odd jobs around the lake, waiting for a callback at the machine shop in town. Though no one would admit it, I felt fairly certain his layoff had more to do with my choice in clients than anything else. Late last year, I'd defended the girl accused of murdering the town's basketball coach and former hero. It had ripped the town apart, and things hadn't completely returned to normal. Maybe they never would. There would always be those who blamed me for busting up a piece of the good old boy network of Delphi, Michigan. Population 8,953. No matter how far I went, how high I flew, I was still O'Leary to the people of this town. Still east side of the lake trash.
"I'll take a look at it after my damn head stops bleeding," he said.
"Good idea. I've got to go into the office for a little while. I've got a hearing to prep for. And don't be a baby. It's barely a scratch." His scowl melted me. Maddie had been giving me the exact same look since he was a baby. From the time he was 6 years old on, I'd done most of the mothering in his life. He was 26 now, but some things never changed.
"What are you smiling about?"
he asked.
"I know that look. You're about to get all weepy on me or something."
I went up to him and smoothed the wild hairs away from his forehead. He had our mother's eyes, clear, blue, and mirroring everything he thought. Right now, he was about to flip me off. "It's nothing," I said. "It's just, for the first time since I came back here, things are starting to feel almost normal. I'd spent over a decade working for the Thorn Law Group, a high-powered law firm in Chicago. I might be there still if it hadn't gotten too dangerous. Some of my clients' dealings had landed me in the crosshairs of the FBI. I'd danced with the devil and barely lived to tell the tale. But now I was home.